From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Bound from the northwest, surface low pressure will exit through southern New Hampshire this afternoon. This, plus a related upper-level disturbance, will create another day of quite differing weather conditions from one portion of our forecast area to the next. Skies this afternoon will run mostly cloudy in the north and partly cloudy across the south. Most areas, especially those in the south and west, will have only the very slight chance of a shower, but showers will be scattered along with the chance of a thunderstorm from the northern Greens into northern and central New Hampshire. The best chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon will be across the Northeast Kingdom and into the White Mountains. Highs this afternoon will range from the upper 60s to mid-70s in the south and in the low to mid-60s north with some upper 50s northeast. Some northern areas, especially the Champlain Valley, might see temperatures fall off a bit this afternoon once the surface cold front has moved through. Winds will be from the west to northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, but could gust higher in any heavier showers or thunderstorms. The current weather maps show a pronounced spin in the atmosphere presently centered over the eastern townships. This is quite a compact but also vigorous upper-level impulse. Its cold air aloft will interact with solar heating at the surface, generating scattered showers and thunderstorms, again primarily over northeastern areas, with little if any activity in the southwest, where there will likely only be some increase in clouds. Any showers and storms will likely have ended by this evening, with just the chance of a shower at that time in the northeastern areas and in New Hampshire. Largely pleasant weather can be expected tomorrow and on Saturday. The disturbance that is affecting us presently comes along the leading edge of an upper-level ridge of high pressure that will start to build overhead more fully tomorrow. Despite periods of sunshine tomorrow and on Saturday, the warming effects of the upper-level ridge will be somewhat offset by cool surface high pressure that will once again start to poke in from Quebec. Still, the combined effects of all this on Friday will be near seasonable temperatures, which in St. Johnsbury, for instance, are now in the mid-60s. Saturday will be fairly similar to Friday, except for increasing clouds, especially west on Saturday, and that could shave a couple of degrees off of Saturday's high temperatures. Clouds Saturday will be increasing and might even include a late-day shower in far northern New York, all coming ahead of a cold front which will cross our region from the west on Sunday, when several more degrees will be shaved off of the daytime highs because of clouds and showers. Another period of dry and pleasant weather appears likely for Monday and Tuesday as high pressure builds in from the Great Lakes. A warm front will bring the next widespread chance for showers on Wednesday. In the forecast summary this afternoon, mostly cloudy north, partly cloudy south, slight chance of a shower except scattered with the chance of a thunderstorm from the northern Greens into northern and central New Hampshire. Highs from the upper 60s to mid-70s in the south, low to mid-60s north with some upper 50s northeast. West to northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy or becoming so, chance of an early shower northeast and in New Hampshire, lows in the mid to upper 40s, some lower 40s northeast and in the Adirondacks. For Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the low to mid-60s east of the Greens and mid-60s to around 70 in the west, winds variable to southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s from the Green Mountains westward in the 40s east, light winds early, then becoming south 5 to 10 miles an hour from the Green Mountains westward. And for Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy skies, chance of late-day showers in far northern New York, highs from the mid-60s to around 70, some lower 60s in New Hampshire, winds on Saturday becoming south to southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.